I think we were about sixth grade. We thought we should form a club because we were getting to know different kids from different schools. And we were called the Fawns. And then as we got a little older, we changed our name to be more like the older girls, Colettes.
And the Colleens, it was called. And then I think the older group was the Silhouettes.
My same age group, the boys and girls, we formed a group called Delphi's from the Tri-City Church. You know, we're based out of Tri-City Church.
And that way we got to meet more people that were coming from the north side, west side, and that continued on throughout high school.
I know our parents are so worried about we're going to get into all kinds of trouble because of the racial. So I became a member of the church, and they formed a scout troop to
Boy
keep
Scouts.
Us out of trouble. And so we became Boy Scouts. We met so many boys, we formed the club. We just did it ourselves.
Yeah.
We started putting in what money we could for dues.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, our group, we had over 20 guys, mm-hmm. 20 kids. We all went to the same schools, more or less. When we went to Hyde Park High School, there'd be all kinds of groups.
Oh, really?
With different jackets.
Oh.
We couldn't get into any other groups, you know, at that time.
So we identified ourselves. Mm. You know. We had purple and silver jackets. We were the Lancers. There were maybe 20 of us.
We played basketball at Olivet Institute, where all of the different boys and girls clubs would congregate and play basketball on the weekends, and that's how I met some of the older Nisseis or Sanseis.
And then we played baseball in Grant Park.
We had the whole park. All Japanese baseball, 12-inch softball we played. I'm trying to figure out how we managed that.
how did we get it?
Yeah, how did we able to take over Grant Park every Sunday? It's just amazing.
We'd host dances, the different clubs would host dances at the YMCA or at the Olivet Institute. I think most of the girl clubs organized dance, so they're... The theme was always kind of by the women or the girls, yeah. Did you guys ever organize a club, a dance? It was the girls, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds right.
We had terrific themes. I don't know who dropped up those names of those dances,
but I think the girls made up the names of those dances. Mm-hmm. Something like Moonlight and Silver. I don't know. I used to always say, how they think of these names. These guys couldn't have thought up those names. These girls had to think them up, you know, either from songs or movies or something. But they were terrifically romantic kinds of titles.
There was a Hawaiian, sort of like a nightclub, that a lot of people went to afterwards with their dates.
Honolulu Harry's.
Honolulu Harry, that's right.
My husband's in the boys group called Exclusives, and they thought they were pretty hot stuff. And so they would like to go to the dances and go to Ting-a-Ling and hang out at Honolulu Harry's.
Yeah, after Olivet, we would go to Rib House.
Rib House. They had the best ribs.
Slow cooked ribs.
They were the best ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Melted off the bone. It was delicious.
Being in the groups, I love the groups, all the guys. In fact, I still keep in touch with guys that I grew up with, all the club members. whoever's still around. But we still try to get in touch with each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was important that we were all together like that.